You know, I grew up in Malvern, Kansas, up to fourth grade, and then my father decided he wanted to farm, and we moved over to Rosehill, Kansas, and that's where I went, spent fifth grade through high school. And I was called to do a lot from a young age, be it making meals to, you know, washing dishes, and those sounds like just normal things, but if you're doing those at 8, 9, 10 years old, not everybody does that. You know, then I went to Pittsburgh State University, a small Division II school. At the time, I went there as a tight end. Ate my way into offensive line, gained about 40 pounds my first semester. You know when your mother's letting you know that, you know, you're getting a little bit chunky. You know if mom's telling you that, then you really got an issue going on. But I went on to play 4 years there. Started 43 games, my last 43 games at offensive guard my senior year. We won the national championship, Division II, my senior year. So it was phenomenal. I met my wife, the only girl I ever dated in college there. And really a storybook career for me. You know, my dad's attitude in terms of doing what he did and how hard he worked, I think that really stuck with me. He is definitely the hero in my life. Some of the things that went on my freshman year, I would have had a hard time dealing with had that not been instilled in me. After that freshman year, the first semester, I went down to visit my parents, and we had a great time. And sometimes you wonder if things happen for a reason, because I had a great time. My mom and I didn't get along the greatest, really, and that's probably an understatement, but we got along great down there, and my dad, and had a wonderful time. And then the day that I was coming back, my mother was having trouble with stuff. And when I got home, I got a call a day, two or later from either my brother or my sister that she had terminal lung cancer. And basically that was on January 2nd or 3rd. And then basically about a month later, she died. So it crept right up. And so, you know, to lose your mom and to lose her your freshman year, and then watch your dad go through things. I always use this, it is what it is. You deal with what happens to you in life. God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it is what it is, like I said. And that was really not an eye-opener, because I think I was very open to the world and what was going on, but it definitely set you into reality pretty quick. Just like anybody, I think a lot of kids, you have a dream to play a pro sport, but let's be honest, the percentages are very, very slim. But I was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 11th round. I was the 291st person taken, so right off the bat, feeling pretty good about myself. Myron Cope, the late Myron Cope, the great broadcaster of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was famous for getting the last couple picks sometimes. It was explained to me that, in essence, I was Myron's pick in the 11th round. Because the year before, they had missed having a chance to go to the playoffs because they'd had some bad snaps. Won the division, I think, 3 out of the 4 years I was there. Played in the AFC Championship game twice and went to the Super Bowl and played in Super Bowl 30. You know, then going into that fifth year, they decided they wanted to go a different direction. That next morning, I was on a plane to New Orleans. Spent 3 years playing under Coach Ditka. And then I was a free agent. I was signed by the Chiefs and played here 7 years. Seven wonderful years. To come back home after 8 years in the NFL, you've got your two kids, and now they're around the grandparents, they're close, and you're around college friends again. It's your hometown team. I mean, it couldn't be any better. Just a wonderful experience.
It's a short, fluttering kick, but it's enough. It's good. Morton Anderson gives the Chiefs a 27-24 advantage.
Arrowhead is a special, different place. I thought that when I played here as a Steeler or as a Saint, and then being here on the other end of it as a Chief, was just unbelievable. Because I can remember in college coming here for one game my senior year, and I can remember walking around Arrowhead before they had the gates open. And I remember audibly telling myself, I'm going to play here someday. I don't think I could put into words how important it was for me to finish my career as a Chief. It's a dream come true. When I got into the NFL, I knew this was going to be the best temporary job I could ever have. I was looking for a way out before it was time to leave. And it's not that I wanted out, but I knew it was going to end. And I was just renting that seat. I'm a silent partner for Paradise Nursery. It's a wholesale retail nursery in the Northland of Kansas City. We're in the Liberty area. I'm the director of major gifts for intercollegiate athletics for Pittsburgh State University. You know, I'm charged with the job of raising funds for facilities and scholarships. And that's really near and dear to my heart, because coming out of high school, if I didn't have a scholarship and if I wasn't able to go to college that has good facilities, I don't know what would have become of me. You know, going along with that, my focus here in KC is I'm part of the Kretscher Heartland team, a commercial property and casualty and employee benefits brokerage firm which has been in the KC area for almost 40 years. Their professionalism in both the risk management and benefits side, along with their motto of say what you do and do what you say, spoke volumes to me. It really was an easy decision when it came time for life after football. I am an author. I've written two books. I just became infatuated with writing and liked speaking. I tried to bring a little bit of that in. It was just my way of getting back and putting my thoughts down, some things that I think were important. It's been received really, really well, and it was a fun endeavor. It was a very detailed endeavor and very difficult at times, but something I'm very proud of. Besides my books, I am an accomplished juggler as well, and people kind of laugh about that, but I can juggle five objects and have a conversation with you. Used to be able to juggle seven, would have to practice a little bit more. Juggle clubs, I've juggled machetes, I've juggled fire. I've been fortunate enough, I've juggled a center ring for Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Circus twice. And then I guess the final thing, which I probably derive the most pleasure out of, is still being involved in the game, and that's I'm the sideline voice for 101 The Fox. And, you know, being involved with Mitch and Len and Dan Israel and just everyone there at Cumulus KC and the Kansas City Chiefs, the partnership, that's a special thing. That's a great thing. And just to be on the sideline, I feel like I lend a unique perspective. My joke about the fact that I had the best internship I could ever have for the radio gig, because for 15 years I stood on the sideline, watched the game, and talked. So now I just get paid less to do it. For me, still being involved in that with the Kansas City Chiefs is special.